major industry to another, and Peabody was successful in making that transition. Mm-hmm. It took a while, mm-hmm. and as you know, today we're becoming a little bit of a medical mecca, and getting into some high tech stuff as well. And that was a good shift, and it was good foresight on the part of the city leaders, Nick Mavroulis and Peter Terigian. Both of them were instrumental in making that shift, just like we're trying to shift a little bit as well, as I said, into a medical. And I think, you know, one of the great things about New England has been we haven't had resources. And if you go back historically and you take a look, the colonial days, it was fishing and timber, and then it got into mills, cotton mills, and manufacturing like the leather industry. And what's set us apart is innovation, brain power, and that's our strength. And I would like to think that it was through the nameless people who showed up and did that work so their kids could get the education to capitalize on innovation and brain power. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be our survival today in an area without the resources and high energy costs. We have the right leadership.
Mm-hmm. So what's the current leather situation in the city?
Well, it's bleak. You take the phone book and you'll see four, five, six small tanneries and a couple related industries, like Bill Teague's. Mm-hmm. And as you know, Bill is looking to move on. Excuse me. The biggest one right now is Travel, Stevie Augettis. And Stevie and I went to high school together. And I can remember as a kid in science class, we had to do a project. And Steve getting up and talking about the leather industry from his experience. And I think he was probably 15 or 16. And I could see why he's a successful man today, because he knew it in and out and spent a lot of time there. It's on hard times. It's going to other parts of the world. And part of that is the environmental. But part of that is we as a nation have evolved. People no longer want to get their hands dirty, and manufacturing is looked askance sometimes. And, when we talk about having new immigrants come in, I don't look askance like an awful lot of other people, because the people I grew up with were speaking different languages, and they were hardworking people, and they brought a value. Mm-hmm. And they also performed jobs that a lot of people, don't want to do. Mm-hmm. So, there's a need there. And
We can't forget what the country was based on.
I've always said, scratch all of us and we're peasants. And sometimes people become a little bit on the pretentious side. They forget the generation before them. And I tell people, when they ask me why I have a garden, and I said, because I'm a peasant at heart. It's great to roll in the dirt and get the sun on your back and get a little bit of sweat on the brow. There's something to be said for that. Mm-hmm. It's a little philosophy.
I appreciate that on Wednesday. So let's talk about the Leather Museum. Tell me your thoughts about that.
Well, as you know, I've been a driving force, something that I would really like to see, and the concept of using the George Peabody House area in the barn came to me when I was sitting here in my office, looking at it, saying, why not? That'd be a perfect spot. It ties in what we're trying to do, and the barn was gone. The first action I took at being mayor was John Smith. Smith Tanning came in and said that he was dismantling his factory and that he had a bunch of equipment. And so I asked him, he wanted to save it, he's a big advocate, and so I told him that we would take it and store it.